Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jay Solo, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and wonders of your unique personality. In this episode, I am going to talk about you, because we are going to unbox how to deal with a difficult person. As if I'm saying that you, or assuming that you are a difficult person. Well, anyone can become a difficult person. I can be a difficult person, and I know you can become a difficult person. But here's the myth of difficult people. Have you ever encountered someone who's so difficult to work with? But you see, it's not really just about them. Because a difficult person is anyone who makes us into a difficult person. Let that sink in. A difficult person is anyone who makes us into a difficult person. In other words, anyone who makes us react. In the businesses that I have had in the past and have currently, I have my fair share of working with very difficult people. I've worked with someone who micromanages everything, even those roles that's not under his jurisdiction. I've had partners who were so difficult and nitpicking and very, yung talagang grabe yung kagulangan at masyadong mabilang. Yung pag nakikita mo sila, ano naman ang makikita nito? To the point where we gave one of our shareholders a cell phone. And they reacted, ending up we were so embarrassed that that shareholder just returned the cell phone to the company so that this couple wouldn't react. How crazy is that? And more and more and more people who wouldn't listen to reason, who's outspoken and share things that are not anymore related to the topic you're talking about. It's not about the business anymore. It's really personal. So those people who brought out the worst in you, who are they? Is it a family member? A relative? A friend? Usually our friends, they bring out the best in us. But sila din yung lagi natin nakakaaway, bringing out the worst in us. That's part of it. Is it a friend? Is it a workmate? Is it someone who is a competitor? I've coached people also sharing. Well, the coaching session has become a counseling session, and I have to lead them back to coaching. And they were asking me, how can I deal with this difficult person? This person is the bane of my existence. But it's just about how they react to the other person. Because the greatest obstacle to your happiness and success, it's not out there. It is staring at you in the mirror. The greatest obstacle to your happiness and success is you. Guatemala, the city, one of the poorest countries in the world, has the happiest people. Compare that to the US, where they have so much, and you see people who would kill themselves who are not happy with what they have. Our happiness exists not in the outside world, but between our ears and in our heart. So you see, when it comes to dealing with difficult people, personal happiness comes from personal responsibility. It is your responsibility if you will be affected or not. What's responsibility? The ability to respond instead of reacting. ano ba yung response natin? Kapag may nakausap ka na offend ka ng konti, how do you respond to that? Will you overlook an offense? I have some experiences that's really ridiculous. Yung muntik ka na mag-respond and then you catch yourself and then yung parang naisip mo na, ba't ako magre-react dito? I remember this was a few years ago, I posted that Steph Curry, and this was the time when he became a two-time MVP. One of those, he was unanimous, meaning everyone voted for him to be MVP. No one, not even Michael Jordan, experienced that. And I said in my post, when I posted about his book, that he is the greatest shooter of all time. There was someone who reacted, and he's a lawyer. We're not friends, but we're an acquaintance. And he said that he's not the greatest shooter of all time. If he lived or played in the time of Michael Jordan, where hand-checking rule was still in place, meaning pwede mong hawakan yung player na binabantayan mo and you won't get a foul, unlike now, matamaan mo lang, mahawahan mo lang, foul na. He wouldn't be the greatest. And I said, that's ridiculous because who's the greatest three-point shooter of that time? And he couldn't even name the player who's the greatest shooter because no one knows. I mean, apart from Ray Allen, who holds the record, who else is there? But he totally changed the game. So, yung medyo nagkakainito na kami sa comment section, parang sabi ko, ano ba naman ito? Ba't ako makikipagtalo dito? Yung sinabi ko, ah, okay, maybe you're right. Yeah, arguably the greatest shooter of all time. Tapos biglang merong isa akong friend na Golden State Warriors fan who hit it then. Lagyan siya ng mga posts noon of famous sports analysts who said that he is the greatest shooter, bar none. I mean, kailangan bang pag-awayan yan? Hindi naman natin ikayayaman to. Tapos meron pang isa, in one group, Viper group, I have, because the yung COVID, lagi sila nagpo-post yun about COVID, natatakot sila, ano ba yung gagawin, ilan ba yung count ng mga nagkasakit, mga namatay, everyday. So naglagay ako dun about Omicron, yung parang magkaroon lang ng positive vibes. And when I posted there, there's one doctor from the States who said that, this is all the negative things. And all the while she was sharing negative stuff in that thread, and I reacted. And then after a while, I caught myself thinking, if I do this, it will only lead to a fight. And no one wins. So I just conceded. Like, well, you're a doctor, then maybe you know better. And now, to prove, well, I didn't posted there about this na, see, tinan nyo yung nangyari sa Omicron, it's a blessing in disguise. I didn't do that anymore to show that I was right or anything. But we have to choose our battles. We have to really choose our battles. And chances are, you are having difficulty with this person because you're not choosing your battles anymore because you have chosen three ways to react.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When we're stressed, partly if it's distress, the negative kind of stress, not eustress, spelled eustress, the positive kind of stress, we fight with the person, fight with our feelings when we're stressed, fight with ourselves, flight, we take off. Nawawala tayo ng barang bula or freeze. We appease, being a good guy, not doing the right thing, para wala nang gulo. Fight, flight, or freeze. And these are reactions that we have. But there's another reaction wherein we overlook the offense. We don't fight, we don't flight, we don't freeze, but we overlook it because it's not worth it. It's simply not worth it. Remember what I said a while ago? A difficult person is anyone who makes us into a difficult person. Okay? Kumbaga sa real estate, if you're a realtor, you always say location, location, location. Right? Sometimes they use that in business as well. Kapag may pwesto ka, no? Location, 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 you've solved 50% of the problem already. When it comes to managing people, it's about managing yourself, managing yourself, managing yourself. We only have control over ourselves. We only have access to our own steering wheel. If you are driving, ikaw yung may control sa gas mo, sa pedal, sa brake, sa steering wheel, left ba, right ba, derecho. If we try to drive another person's car from the passenger side, we would, in all likelihood, cause an accident. So the same thing with the other person. If that person tries to grab your steering wheel, it will cause an accident. So that's the first thing. We only have control over ourselves. And the second is when we change ourselves and respond positively, we actually change the interpersonal dynamic of the interaction. Because that person now will reciprocate. If you choose your battles, that person will eventually choose his or her battles. When you keep quiet about something, then that person will keep quiet also. And I'm not saying to keep quiet na parang meron ka parang aggression, no? Passive-aggressive. But you just, okay, let it be, right? Respond positively. And when we are different, the dynamics of the interaction changes. The dynamics of the interaction changes. What is a person of integrity? It is he or she who takes responsibility for his or her own actions. The ability and willingness to own our own stuff without excuses and without shame. You see that, well, that difficult person may be difficult because partly I am also to blame. And I'll be responsible for my actions and take that steering wheel and drive it where I need to drive it. I drive it where I need to go. And people who are humbly self-aware are people who can change. You know, I can tell in a situation when there's conflict, when there's challenges, because sometimes I would do conflict management for some companies. And I had experiences. One in particular was for a group of doctors, board members of an organization. There were around 10 of them. And I opened up the session by teaching them about constructive conversations, that we can talk about challenges and problems, and it's okay. It should be part of our culture. And that doctor opened up. She said, well, you know, Jason, I think people here in this group don't like me. And when she said that, I mean, whoa. You can see that her reaction is dependent on the group's perceived reaction of her. And immediately, it's as if she is not open to solving the problem because she doesn't see herself as part of the problem. So I can often tell if it will work out. It's this, whether it's a group, a team, or a spouse, if they can accept their part in the problem, there is hope. So a difficult person is like that partly because you haven't been responsible for your own actions. If they are intractably attributing the problem to the other person, see themselves as victims or passive and indifferent. That's a band-aid solution. And that is the only thing we can hope for. The difficult person becomes difficult when we become reactive. And the key is to learn how to drive responsibly. So that's how you deal with a difficult person. That's partly how you deal. And the best way is to drive responsibly, not to be reactive to the problems, not to react, because reactivity, it kills liveliness. Reactivity causes one to lose oneself. That's why you don't react. You drive responsibly. Again, this is Jason Law. You have been tuning in to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you again next week. God bless you all.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.